You're listening to the best cuts of music edition 59.
If you're somebody who doesn't have ears, you're out of luck. But if you're somebody who has ears but no eyes, this is the show for you.
Perfect. And if you have eyes and ears, then you're kind of out of luck because
you got too much going for you.
Yeah.
There's no theater of the mind because you can't be lied to with words.
You can see, fuck you.
Yeah.
Turn off this show.
Fuck you, visuals.
All right.
Lookies. That's what I call them.
I only hear in colors.
That's called synesthesia.
I thought it was racism.
Could be that. For the taste that can't be beat,
we've got the best cuts of music.
Ramazan, Saint-Devant, Saint-Denis, 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 Saint- You're listening to the best cuts of music, edition 59.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh.
Yes! Yes!
Robbie, what's going on?
Yes! I fucking won that shit! I won!
I'm excited. What'd you win?
I can't believe this. Sam, you ever heard of a little town called New Orleans? Nolens. La Nouvelle Orleans?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The birthplace of cuisine, jazz.
You mean the Big Easy?
The Big Easy.
Sure. I've heard of it. That's that place where they film all of those movies about New Orleans and jazz.
Yeah, they filmed Armageddon there in 2004.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had to stop that asteroid from falling on New Orleans.
Right.
That was awesome. Will Smith was awesome in that movie.
That was way better than the Tommy Lee Jones ripoff disaster movie that came out 2 years later.
Yeah, wasn't that Deep Impact?
Yes, it was.
So what about New Orleans? Why are you so excited? What's the big deal?
I got two tickets. I won the contest. You know the Frito-Lay contest. I've been photocopying all of those Frito-Lay entries they said.
Oh,
they said there's
yeah.
no limit to order.
That's right.
Down in the closet basement. In fact, I won almost every prize.
Holy smokes. And you got two tickets to paradise?
I got two tickets to paradise.
Oh man, I'm gonna pack my bags and leave with you. Tonight. Or maybe tomorrow. It's kind of late now.
Yeah, it is kind of. I'm kind of sleepy.
Paradise, huh? So what's that have to do with New Orleans?
Well, New Orleans is paradise.
Oh, it is?
Yes. That's where the breeze is fresh and the women flow like alcohol.
Oh,
blood.
Man. So we're going to New Orleans?
We're going to New Orleans.
Holy shit.
That's right.
That's awesome.
I'd ask Cindy, but she broke her leg.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm...
I don't want her slowing me down.
Glad I'm a close second. You don't need her. We'll hit the red light district.
Ooh.
Pick up some prostitutes.
That sounds famous.
Chew on some Le Pen on a stick.
Can we go swimming in the levees?
Oh, I don't see why not. But if the levee breaks, we gotta go home.
I can't wait. I think that they're gonna be... This is close to Mardi Gras, so they're gonna be filming my favorite video, Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
I missed my chance last year, and I missed my chance the year before. I know this is the year that I'm going to be on Girls Gone Wild.
Well, you've been talking about it forever. You've got that scrapbook where you cut out the girls' faces, and then you put yours in there.
Don't embarrass me, Sam. It's only the girls with the natural boobs. But I learned that I really hope I get the chance to show off my skills. I learned how to play the Girls Gone Wild theme on vibraphone.
Oh, that's great. And you're also really good at making out with other girls, so that'll work out.
I agree.
Rob has gone wild. The video's gonna like zoom in and out on your face.
Can't wait. So yeah, just pack your bags. We're actually flying out tomorrow.
Okay, man. Do you know what the weather's like there?
I think it's really cold and
cold,
wet.
Huh? Cold and wet.
No, it's hot and dry. It's cold and hot. No, I think it's snowing or something.
Snow.
It's definitely cold.
Okay. Well, I'll bring my. Bring my parka and I'll bring my UGG boots and my thermals and everything.
Okay, great.
I've never been. You can't be too sure though. I just don't want to be caught off guard.
Right. That's why I'm gonna bring all of my winter gear too.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's go to New Orleans.
All right.
Let's wake the dead.
Let's paint the town red.
Let's eat some monkey heads.
Let's tell a little story about a man named Jed.
That sounds awesome.
All right.
You're listening to
the best cuts of New
music.
Orleans.
Allens.
Music.
You mind if I put on some music?
Yeah, I guess so.
It'll be some Dixieland jazz.
Hey, yeah, that'll get us pumped. Pumped for this big trip.
Oh, I love that Aaron Neville. He's got such a great voice.
Oh, he does. He loves cocoa butter.
He's got a cocoa puff on his face.
I think he has cocoa puff stuffed in his belly as well. That's how you get those dulcet tones.
It sounds marvelous.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I don't care what his secret is.
Of the Neville brothers, Aaron's definitely my favorite.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Do you know any of the other Neville brothers?
Well, yeah, there's Tito.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, and there's let's see, who else is there?
Donnie?
Yeah, there's Donnie, and then there's Zaymont and Tomax, Panthro.
Snarf?
Yes. Snarf. And Glomer.
Of course. Got all that Glomer.
Yeah, all those. There's so many. Yeah, Jar Jar Binks, Neville. Yusa thinks that everybody plays a Fusa sometimes. Yeah, it's a wonderful family.
America's family.
America definitely needs families like the Neville family in these tough economic times. They're like the Carter family of the 2000s.
They'll bring up the rear when it comes to lighthearted joy and kind-hearted soul.
Yeah, yeah. And caring and sharing. So, are we going to get on the interstate at any point?
Well, I figured we'd just take the highway there.
The highway? That's going to take forever.
Well, it's part of the trip.
Well,
part of the trip is part of the fun. The trip is part of the fun.
Well, yeah, that's part of it, but I'm ready to get the trip going. I mean, we're going to miss our flight if we take the highway.
Don't we all miss our flight, Sam? But this is one flight of fancy we won't miss. Just enjoy the ride. It's going to be a long drive.
Yeah, it is. I just don't know how we're just going to make it on time, but you seem to know what you're doing.
Sam, New Orleans doesn't... We're going to make it on time. New Orleans doesn't close. We're just going to... It's just going to take a few hours of driving. Well, about
I know
38 hours of driving, and
what?
We'll get there.
What are you
but
talking about?
I think
about?
My Ford Taurus can handle it, because I'm Ford tough.
38 hours of driving? I don't...
Yeah, we're going to go up to North Dakota
about?
And
we're,
back down, because I want to get like an equilateral triangle.
We're driving to New Orleans. Is that what you're telling me? We're driving?
Of course.
I thought you won two tickets to New Orleans.
I did win two tickets to New Orleans. And you should be happy I'm bringing you along.
I had two tickets. I thought that meant that we were going to be flying there.
Sam, I can't afford everything. I got the two tickets to New Orleans, and if you wanted to fly there, you should have offered.
Well, I love to fly, and I think it shows. You know how much I love flying. I like road trips, too. If I had known this is a road trip, that would have been great. I would have packed some other things, though. Kind of prepared for a short 15-hour flight.
No. Sam, did you think these were plane tickets?
I thought they were plane tickets. I mean, what are they tickets to?
These are tickets into New Orleans. New Orleans. You think they open the gates just for anyone?
You mean you gotta use tickets to get into New Orleans?
Yes. They lower...
Wow. I did not know
they
that.
Lower
that
the
must,
gate,
that
the
must
drawbridge.
Be a French thing.
It is. It's like big France.
Well, this is... Okay, well, I guess that makes sense.
Of course it does.
Well,
so they just open the really old drawbridge, and we give the ticket man some tickets. I saw it on an episode. It was either Bourdain or He-Man or He-Haw. I can't remember.
One of those Hordains.
Is that had an H in the title.
Yeah.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
That was on Afterwards, or Die Hard. But
right.
That was on TBS at the same time.
Yeah.
I think it was Die Hard. It might have been
Turner and Hooch. Could it have been that?
That was on USA Network. And everyone knows USA Network isn't about New Orleans. It's not New Orleans-centric.
Yeah, that's true.
The same way TBS is.
Yeah, USA is more like isn't it Baltimore-specific?
I think so.
Yeah.
A lot of silk stockings, wings, and murder.
Yeah, and Cartoon Express, and reruns of that show with Bruce Willis. And
yes.
That girl from Romancing the Stone.
That was Sybil Shepherd. She wasn't in Romancing the Stone.
Oh.
You're thinking of Kathleen Turner.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
You're thinking of Bosom Buddies.
I'm thinking of Bosom Buddies again.
Tom Hanks. And Bruce Willis.
Wait, was it Tom Hanks? Was that the age?
He was in The Man with One Red Shoe with Sybil Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't he in Turner and Hooch?
He was.
Or was that Bruce Willis?
I think, no, Bruce Willis was in Ghost Dad with Bill Cosby.
And that's the one where they get naked and make that clay pot together.
Yeah, Bruce Willis and Bill Cosby.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Then he really shows them where the Jell-O pudding pops are.
Aw, you can get the pudding if you don't put it in my butt. Bill Cosby's a comedic genius.
Oh, man. So is Bruce Willis.
I know. The things Bruce Willis's family did, if he didn't have those experiences, he wouldn't have a career. He can thank his four kids and wife for that.
It's true.
Yeah, The Willis Show was really good. That's back when Thursday sitcoms meant something. What I always liked, I liked the, on Transformers Episode 4, there was that long-lost Decepticon that they had found, who was a big white jet that was a copy of that Gundam jet.
She is one hot specimen of a lady. Look at those legs.
Yeah, man, that's that kind of woman you meet when you're walking down the street.
Sam, what are you doing in my fantasy? Get out of here. This is my fantasy. Can't you hear yourself talking in the background?
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry, man. My
Come
bad.
Come on, this is embarrassing, man.
Okay, I'm out.
Oh, we're... Okay. Ah, look at those hot legs. She's got boobies for miles. I'd really like to see her butt naked. I bet her lips are really strong, fast. Like sugar kisses on a lollipop tree. Like clouds full of antennae. No, that's not sexy. This is so tough. She's sexy. She's driving a sexy car. Baby, you can drive my car. Baby, I love you. Wait a minute, she's looking at me. Hey there. Hey, honey. What you... jerk. I was just only... she must have had a boyfriend or a husband. I wonder what her husband looks like. He was a football player or something. Oh, I bet he was like one of those R. Crumb characters. It's really nerdy, but has a heart of gold and the women go for him. I wonder why the women don't go for me. Man, I haven't been laid in
years.
Hey,
Robbie, are you paying attention to me?
Oh, what? What?
It looks like you're not paying attention to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you... Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah.
Anyway, I was saying...
You had the troll... You saw the...
The Autobots.
Go-bots.
Not Go-bots.
It was the same thing.
No, it's not. Not really.
It's the same thing.
They came out before Transformers.
Hey, you're getting a little cranky. Why don't you... Here, take some of this Dramamine. Why don't you crawl in the back seat there? I got you a little pallet made.
Sweet. It's just like being a kid. Wait, you didn't make me a pallet over the hump, did you?
No. I've taken the liberty of getting the little seat belts and stuffing them in the seats.
Oh, okay.
Already. I know how that hurts your fingers when you try to stick them in there.
Like cool. That. So you got like a blanket or something down because I don't want my face to stick to the seat.
Of course.
I hate that. And then you get all sweaty.
Well, I don't want to mess up my patent leather, Sam.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Get like those lines on your face from the sewing in the seat. I hate that.
It's very hot. And if you get cold, I've got another quilt in the back window, along with some hats. But don't knock over my mesh hats. That's where I keep my mesh hats up there too.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an impressive collection.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I like your Fuck State Bank hat. It's very classy. It reminds me of the 70s. Oh, that's nice.
It was a great bank.
Oh, and you've got one of these, you got one of these Don't Be a Dick hats.
Yeah, my dad gave me the Don't Be a Dick and Shit Happens hats when I turned 40.
That was nice of him. Well, if I have to get a blanket out, I won't disturb them.
Thank you.
They're obviously priceless heirlooms.
Inexplicably, I also keep my mint G.I. Joe. He might be back there too, so.
Oh, that might not be such a good idea. He might melt in the sun back window there.
It gets good energy from the sun, doesn't it?
He might on the cartoon, but I don't think the action figure will. Probably got a pile of Zartans back there.
Yeah, if you find a Zartan back there, let me know.
They'll change color. Oh, but then you won't be able to find him. Alright?
Alright.
You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music.
Sam, wake up!
Hold on, Vampiru. Is that you?
Wake up, Sam. Come on.
Butterscotch, what?
Come on, we gotta get out of the car. The car's smoking. We gotta get out of the car.
What's going on with the car?
It's fine, it's fine. Let's just get out. I wrecked the car. Let's get out.
Oh my god. That would explain why I'm on the floor on the hump.
I'm sorry, Sam. I promise you wouldn't have to sleep on the hump.
It's so uncomfortable.
Look, I found 14 Zartans.
Oh, they're all over me.
Come on, we gotta get out. Sam.
Okay. Okay, do I have time to get my stuff?
Yeah, quick.
All right.
I can smell radiator fluid.
Okay, let's get out before this thing blows. What happened?
Oh, man. Here's what happened. I saw you were sleeping back there so peacefully after you took that Dramamine, and I decided, what could it hurt? I might as well take some Dramamine, too.
It doesn't work like that,
so
dude.
I took some Dramamine.
It really makes you sleep.
Well, I know, but the thing is, I stopped at a gas station and got some ephedrine and some Monster energy drink and thought that that would offset the Dramamine once I got sleepy.
Mm-mm.
I know. That's going to make
Bear.
Me too excited. So I stopped. So when we drove through Dallas, I drove into this one neighborhood and I found this guy and bought some heroin.
Okay.
I figured that would slow me down again.
Yeah.
But then by the time we got to Arkansas, I was really sleepy. So I went to Central Arkansas and I found some methamphetamines.
Oh, okay.
And so that woke me up again.
Dang.
And I don't know, we were in Memphis for a while. I don't know why.
How many dragons have you been chasing on this trip? How long was I asleep?
Well, you woke up for a minute in Pittsburgh, and so I gave you more Dramamine and put you back to sleep. We've been driving for 3 days.
Oh, well.
That's why you're so sleepy.
Man, I feel
tip-top, though, oddly enough.
I feel a little bit rejuvenated. I think maybe one of my backbones might be out of place, but other than that, I feel pretty good.
Right, well, it's kind of like a master cleanse.
Yeah, I guess so.
I see you shat all over the back seat in the midst of your dreaming and gnashing.
I guess that's what happens when I'm thrashing and gnashing of teeth.
Yeah, but we're fine now. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the car thing.
Well, I gotta change out of these clothes. I smell like shit.
Yes, you do.
And you look like shit.
Yeah, I look like shit.
Look at all those track marks all over your arms.
It's, hey. Get out of here.
I hope you're okay to walk.
Fine, I'm fine.
Good night.
Here, let's just go to this
Good
McDonald's
morning.
Here.
What day? Ooh, McDonald's. Where are we anyway?
We made it to New Orleans.
Oh, we're in New Orleans.
Yeah, I crashed the car into the front gate of New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains need those tickets all of this after ragtime all. Music.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Evidently, Woody Allen's band plays here 24/7 all the time.
Wow. He sure does cook on that clarinet.
Yes, he does.
Let's go to that McDonald's. I'm starving. I heard Emerald runs one of the McDonald's here in New Orleans.
Of course he does. He's from Cajun.
Gosh, yeah, Emeril Lagosse. He's one of my favorites.
He was that guy in Frankenstein, right? The original, one of the original Frankensteins?
Maybe. It was either him or maybe that was Boris Karloff. It was either Emeril Lagosse or Boris Karloff. I always get the two confused. One of them's a fantastic chef, though. I know that's Emeril.
Right. And he's also a horror actor.
Man, I wonder what we're going to get.
I don't know. They have all this New Orleans fare. It's different food.
Yeah, it's different kind of McDonald's. I'm loving it, though. I'm liking what I'm seeing. Is this the place? Wow, they have Cali Muchos on the menu instead of Coca-Cola. That's different.
Well, it's very Cajun. I think I'm going to have the gumbo burger.
Gumbo burger. That sounds awesome. I think I'm going to have a quarter pounder jambalaya with cheese.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I should have picked that.
There's so many things, though. Oh, you can get some dirty fries.
Ma'am, I'll have the kid's meal. I'll have the kid's meal with the McGumbo burger. And yes, no, I'm not a kid, but I want the kid's meal.
Yeah, that's his, right? He can have that.
And what would you like, Sam?
Are you still serving breakfast? No? Okay. I want the quarter pounder jambalaya with cheese, the dirty fries. Make sure you get me the boy's toy. I don't want the girl's toy.
Oh, that's right. I want the boy's toy, too.
Yeah, he wants the girl's toy.
Sam, I want the boy's toy. Yes.
Hey, thank you. Sam, I'll get yours. You get mine later.
Okay. All right, cool. Oh, dude, it looks like they only take francs.
Oh, I had a toonie. I got my toonies out. My loonies and my toonies.
I'll just put it on my debit card. It'll transfer.
Okay, they'll do the... Okay, good.
I'll just put it on my debit. Don't look at my pin.
Sorry. Oh.
8, 4, 3, 9. Okay.
Here's a sit down over here. Man, this is a great atmosphere. I'm feeling kind of good.
I like this. I'm glad that they kept the molded fiberglass booth seats. These are fun. I can really slide around on this.
This is nice. Look, they have a little kids area with a swamp.
Oh, wow. They've got those big plastic gators you can crawl around on.
It's great. Those kids are really dirty. They really need a bath. Everybody needs all those people. It's gross. It's
really authentic. This McDonald's has gone all out.
They have.
This is way better than Mayor McCheese.
This hamburger is disgusting.
I told you. You should have got the gross jambalaya burger.
Hey, what's this?
Its fries are kind of gross, though.
Look at my toy. Looks a little voodoo doll.
Oh, check it out. You got a little voodoo doll toy.
It says here that I can tape an article of clothing to the right leg and say this spell, and I can curse anyone I want.
What? That's ridiculous. That ain't happening.
Yeah, let's try this.
All right, yeah, fine. Let's try it. Here,
let me rip.
Here,
you've got
take
a
my
little
pants.
Bit on your tourniquet. Yeah, I can rip off. And, okay, let's see here.
Yeah, grab that. Let's see this magic happen.
From day's yorn, magic ensues. Now poke this doll and drink some booze. Thank you for shopping McDonald's. Okay.
All right.
Let me just get a little bit of...
Hey.
Doesn't work,
quit
huh?
It. Quit it.
looks like your voodoo doll's ticklish.
Quit it. Stop it. Oh, my God. I think I wet myself a little. Dude, don't do that. I'm so ticklish. Oh, my God. That's like the... Quit it. Stop it.
Oh, that's fun. I love New Orleans now.
Man.
Cage is amazing.
Take my clothes back off that. Use that on somebody else. That might come in handy later.
Lady, can I have your... Just your sock.
This is gonna be good.
I'm gonna get her.
Dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. Wow. Oh, shit. What toy did I get? Hope I got something that cool.
What'd you get? Hey, don't tickle me, alright?
Hey, well, let me see here. God, I hate this plastic. Plastic's ridiculous. Okay, ages 3 and up. All right. It's a crow's foot.
Oh,
it's
that's
a crow's foot.
Morbid?
Yeah, that's a bit weird. There's some kind of paper scroll tied to the stump on the leg. Let's just see what that says. Let's see. Congratulations, Sam Hauser, and thank you for shopping at McDonald's. As back you're in, as time begins, so shall a midget hit you in the shins.
It's kind of confusing right now.
Yeah,
but
as
it's like a riddle.
As wandering most, you will be a ghost. This ain't no lie. Today you will die.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's...
That's kind of cute.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
No, it's not really cute.
I said ain't. That kind of freaked me out.
It's very Southern Bell crow's foot. It's like a Edgar Allan Poe kid's name.
Edgar Allan Crow. Nevermore.
That's funny.
I don't like that.
But
this isn't like a... Yours
you shouldn't
is cool.
be telling jokes when you're gonna die today.
It's
like you're not gonna. No, I'm just
no,
kidding.
I'm not gonna die. This is just fine. Dumb. It's just crow's foot.
This is just a stupid McDonald's
yeah,
toy.
Yeah, it's just a McDonald's toy. Like California raisins. Mine, those never came to life and started singing like I thought they would. It's just a toy.
Isn't it? Magic.
Have a good night, everybody. You're listening to
The Best Cuts of Music. You think that everybody plays a fool sometimes? You think that everybody plays a fool sometimes? You think that everybody plays a fool sometimes? Sometimes. Voodoo magic man.